The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
Mr. Bell, you're back from vacation.
Indeed I am. Hey, Arnie. How you doing, Brad?
No convictions. They couldn't prove anything.
That's always good. Arnie?
Huh?
What happened to your left arm?
What do you mean, Mr. Bell?
Well, it's not there.
What? Oh, you're right. Okay, it is actually there, Mr. Bell. It's just a little glitch in an experiment I was doing.
I don't think I'll ask
you about it. Don't ask you about it.
Right, okay. I'm going to go into the studio now and get ready for the show.
You'll do that, Mr. Bell. Oh, and by the way, we took care of that big project.
Good. Fine. Okay, we started the music here. Hello, and welcome to Bells in the Battery. I'm your genial host, back from vacation, and I... Brad?
Yes, Mr. Bell?
You finished the big project?
We finished it indeed.
What big project is this you're talking about?
Oh, yes. You've been gone for a while. Yes, you're going to love this, Mr. Bell. See, Arnie and me came up with this idea. How's that now?
Arnie and I came up with this.
Are you trying to shut me out of this idea?
What?
You didn't come up with this idea. Arnie and me came up with it.
Arnie and I.
You weren't even here.
Brad, I think Mr. Bell is talking about grammar.
So he's saying his grandmother was in on it, too? Now, that's just...
Brad, okay, fine. You and Arnie came up with this idea. What is it?
Oh, okay. You're going to love this. Some land became available about a mile down the road, and we decided to buy it, and...
Wait, you and Arnie bought some property?
Actually, Mr. Bell, you bought the property.
I bought the property?
We used the John Bell Creative LLC credit card.
We don't have a John Bell Creative LLC credit card.
Yes, we do.
That's part of the surprise.
What?
Surprise!
Then we hired the designers and the contractors and the builders, and things just went wackadoodle from there.
What did you build?
You know what? Instead of telling you, I think we should show you.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Let's take Mr. Bell over there and show him Project BL.
Project BL?
Okay, but I'm driving.
Why are you driving?
Because you don't have a left leg.
I don't? Ooh, I don't. Okay, the glitch is spreading.
Come on, let's go, Mr. Bell. You're gonna love this.
I should have stayed at the beach. Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
Yes, we're here.
This looks like a giant parking lot.
Ooh, you are most observant, Mr. Bell. This is indeed a giant parking lot.
So we're going in the parking lot business.
No. This is where you park to go to Project BL.
This is a pretty big parking lot.
Yeah, we needed a lot of lot.
And I see it has a lot of lights.
Yeah, the lot of lot has a lot of light, so the lot of lot is lit.
And you like a lot of lights when it's late at the lot of lot.
I can see that.
That's because of the lot of lights.
Right, so when people park here, why are they parking here?
So they can go to Project BL.
And we can charge them $15 for parking.
And what is Project?
You see, they're not even there yet. And we're already making money.
Calm down, Brad. Calm down.
I think he's hyperventilating again.
Breathe in the bag, Brad. Breathe in your bag.
So how long a walk is it to Project BL?
We don't have to walk, Mr. Bell. We can ride one of the complimentary trams.
Okay. I think that's one coming now.
Step aboard carefully. Sit down.
Got it.
Don't move while we're driving.
Not a problem.
That'll be $5 each.
For $5? Arnie, you said this tram was complimentary.
Yous are looking particularly handsome / beautiful today, sir / ma'am.
Oh, $5 for a ride.
The bag, Brad, breathe in the bag.
I see a large archway up ahead. Is that Project BL?
Yes, Mr. Bell. We are approaching
Bat-Free-Land.
Bat-Free-Land?
It's a theme park, Mr. Bell.
It's a what?
It's a theme park.
You're getting the tram all wet. Will you get off, pal?
All right, we're getting off.
Jeez, what a grouch.
Nice hair, by the way.
Well, very complimentary.
This Bat-Free Land looks like a theme park.
That's what I was saying.
It's a theme park based on the Bat-Free, Mr. Bell. We're gonna rake in the dough.
Why is there a statue of a giant bug-eyed demented chicken above the archway there?
That's Bat-Free Land's mascot.
But why a chicken?
Oh, the mouse was taken.
And the bug-eyed demented chicken seems rather appropriate for the show, doesn't it?
It's based on that bug-eyed demented chicken you sometimes see in the artwork for the Bat-Free episodes, Mr. Bell.
Like episode 119, for instance.
But
the chicken was designed by Jeff Music.
But
he gets credit for the design in lieu of paying him for it.
But I would think that if the Bat-Free had a mascot, it'd be a cowlet.
Well, that was my first thought too, but somebody copyrighted the cowlets and won't let me use them for Bat-Free Land.
It would have conflicted with my caramel cowlet pop concession.
I'm truly surprised there, Arnie.
But I wouldn't let Brad use the cowlets.
No, that you could say caramel cowlet pop concession clearly.
Are you suggesting that concession?
No, of course not, Arnie.
Its name is Sydney.
I thought it was Arnie.
The chicken's name is Sydney.
Oh, of course. Why?
Because your theme park is loosely based on another major theme park. And if you take the letters in the word Sydney and kind of mix them around a little bit, you come up with...
I don't think you should mention that name.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea. But I'll give you a little hint. The word starts with D-I and ends with E-Y. And in between, there are about 10,000 lawyers.
I think I'd better go inside and see exactly what you guys have cooked up.
Yeah, let's do that. You can't wait to show it off to you.
Arnie, you don't seem to have a neck.
Well, it seems like my little problem is progressing.
How can you talk without a neck?
How can you talk without a brain?
How's that?
I have a neck, Brad. It's just invisible.
It's what?
Invisible.
Invisible? With...
Don't you dare say with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, not one of our better running gags.
More of a limping gag.
Let's go in, Mr. Bell. Behold!
Bat-Free Land!
The sappiest place on Earth!
You're right. This is filled with attractions and rides and concessions.
And we have a special greeting for all our guests. Welcome to Bat-Free Land. You'll find your stay divine. Before you enjoy our mini rides, there's a waiver you must sign. Then laugh and smile and play all day and night. We think of you as being our best friends, so eat a lot and buy some stuff, all right? Because best friends spin. Have a blast at Bat-Free Land. Play and frolic hard. The restrooms are convenient and accept Visa and MasterCard.
All right, well, let's take a look around here. To start with, what's that right over there?
That, Mr. Bell, is a place where people can go in, sit down, relax, and listen to old Bat-Free episodes.
Can't they do that at home?
You just have no concept of the whole theme park thing, do you?
It's rather small, isn't it?
It's intimate, Mr. Bell. You go in there, sit down, relax, and you listen to the top-rated Bat-Free shows. It's called the Hut of Hits.
Why does it have a little moon carved into the door?
Don't mind that.
Okay. Now, what is this very large building right next to the Hut of Hits?
Oh, that's the Cathedral of Clunkers.
Of Clunkers?
The not top-rated shows. Of which apparently there are a lot.
And you needed a building this large to hold the crowds that would go in there?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No! The building had to be that large, Mr. Bell, for the extra storage capacity for all the clunkers you've made.
Well, how many people can sit in there at one time?
Hundreds.
No.
Dozens.
No.
A couple.
There are no chairs in there, Mr. Bell.
No chairs.
We figured nobody would ever go in.
We figured it'd be tough enough to get them into the Hut of Hit.
You mean the Hut of Hits?
Yes, hits, plural, of course.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about this building over here with all the columns in the front? It looks like the Supreme Court building, almost.
Oh, yes, we expect this to be the biggest attraction of all.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we
do. We do.
All right.
You're familiar with the Hall of Presidents?
Yes,
where they have all the audio animatronic presidents standing there looking stately? Well, this one is even better. Come on in. I'll show you.
Can I wait outside?
No. All right, here we are. Front row center. This will be perfect. You're going to love... Oh, the lights are going down.
Ladies and gentlemen... The United States has a long tradition of people who go above and beyond to protect the rights guaranteed to you by the Constitution. To celebrate this spirit of justice for all, welcome to the Hall of Montworth.
The Hall of Montworth? Where's all that applause coming from? We're the only ones here.
Shh, quiet. Here I come. This is very inspiring.
67 years ago,
a date which will live in infamy,
I became a lawyer so I could fight for
truth, justice, and the American way.
The day I became a lawyer was
March Diaply for Manhattan.
If you have a legal
problem,
together we shall fight in the courts.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight in the fields. We shall never surrender.
For as long as your money holds out, for I am honest, I am dedicated.
I'm not a crook.
When you hire me, I'll spend every waking hour working on your case.
To make the offer completely irresistible, you'll get this unique spiral slicer.
At this time, I would like to shake the hand of every person in this audience. I'm coming to shake your hand. I'm coming to shake your hand.
You're coming this way, Brad.
Aren't I impressive?
I think it's got some screws loose.
Just like you, Brad.
Maybe we should leave.
If I get injured, I'm suing.
I'll take the case.
Okay. That was a little scary, guys.
What you need, Mr. Bell, is a moment of relaxation.
Oh, no. You're not going to take him on that stupid cowlet ride, are you?
My cowlet ride is one of my best contributions to this whole project, Brad. I want him to ride the cowlet ride.
He don't want to ride the cowlet ride.
I might want to ride the cowlet ride.
He wants to ride the cowlet ride.
The cowlet ride. The cowlet ride.
Okay, ride the cowlet ride.
Yay!
But you'll be sorry after.
Here's the cowlet ride. Here's the cowlet ride. Okay, come on. Let's go inside. Right. Let's go inside. Okay, let's go inside. Come on, let's go inside.
All right. We're going in. Oh, look at that. It's got little boats to ride. This should be relaxing.
Famous last words.
Get in the boat.
All right. We're in the boat. Let's get this ride started.
Here we go.
Well, look at that. Cowlitz all over the place, as if we were traveling around the world.
Yeah, hold on. It gets worse.
Oh, and they're singing.
Cowlitz are tiny.
Honey's voice.
Can see that the cowlitz are minuscule, and because of their size, it isn't absurd to say that they travel in a small herd. It's a small herd after all.
That's cute, Arnie.
It's a small herd after all. It's a small herd after all. And I'm gonna sing that again.
Lord help us.
It's a small herd after all. It's a small herd after all.
Okay, it's starting to grate.
It's a small herd after all. And I'm gonna sing that again.
Oh, no, please don't.
It's a small herd
after all. This does end eventually, right?
You wish.
No, the end is coming up, see? Right up ahead.
Oh, just in time.
Hi there. I hope you enjoyed your ride. Would you like to purchase some caramel cowlet pops?
No, thanks. Not right now.
Wrong answer. Then why not go around one more time?
What? Wait, no, wait!
Oh, boy, we get to join again!
You catching on, Mr. Bell?
I think I'm getting a hankering for some caramel cowlet pops. How much are they?
Just $10 a pop, Mr. Bell.
And all this was your idea, Arnie?
Well, the ride itself was my idea.
The highly profitable part was mine.
Okay, let me see what I've got. I have it. I have a $10 bill. We're coming around again, so hold on. I'll get us out of this.
Hi there. I hope you enjoyed your ride. Would you like to purchase some caramel cowlet pops?
Yes, please. One caramel cowlet. Cowlet pop, please.
That'll be $10.
Here, $10, and well worth it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and here's your pop. What about the other two people in the boat?
The other two?
While you eat your caramel cowlet pop, everyone can enjoy the ride one more time.
No! I gotta admit, we're gonna make a fortune on this one.
You, have any more cash, Mr. Bell?
No, I don't. Either of you guys got any money?
Not a nickel. How about you, Arnie? Arnie?
Arnie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me? I was enjoying the song.
So, we're trapped for eternity?
Mr. Bell, I happen to know that there's an emergency exit around this next curve.
Isn't this the greatest ride ever? Guys? Oh, well, may as well follow. What do you want to do next, huh?
You know, it just occurred to me, aside from buying the land and building all this stuff, didn't you have to get all sorts of permits and health code approvals and environmental impact statements and stuff like that?
I let Brad handle that. I was busy designing rides.
Brad?
Yeah, that did kind of come up, Mr. Bell, and they did kind of make a fuss about it.
So, where do we stand? What did you do?
All those official types got together and demanded that the sheriff shut this place down.
Well, that's terrible.
No, it's not. I'm still the sheriff.
You're still the...
Don't you remember, Mr. Bell? Brad became the sheriff back on episode number... I can't remember.
I bet you somebody in the Bells of the Bat Free fan group thingy on Facebook will remember.
Yeah, they're really good at that.
So, what became of all those permits and things?
Well, I, as the sheriff, had a long talk with the president of the Bat Free Land Corporation.
And that would be...
Me! Yes, we came to an agreement.
And what did you tell all these people?
I am the sheriff. I'm here to allay all your bureaucratic fears. See my badge here? Where's my badge? Who took my badge? I am the sheriff. I'll get right back to you in just a few years.
No more singing. We've had enough singing. Jeez.
By the way, Arnie, I couldn't help but noticing that your leg is back.
That's a statement I never expected to hear.
Remember your left leg disappeared? Well, it's back now.
Oh, yay.
That's the good news.
What's the bad news?
Your torso is gone.
My what now?
No, your what now is still there, as far as I know. But your torso is missing. Everything between your collar and your belt buckle.
But I still have my belt buckle.
Yes, you still have your belt buckle. It's a very nice belt buckle, too. A very pretty star there. Almost looks like a sheriff's belt.
Let's do the roller coaster.
I'm not too keen on roller coasters, but on the bright side, there's no line. I guess this place will really be hopping when it finally opens, huh?
Yeah.
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 When it opens,
How about that, Mr. Bell?
Are you telling me that it's open now?
Yeah.
How long has it been open?
Oh, just, you know, 2.
Oh, 2 hours? 2 days?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
That's the one.
And this is our biggest crowd yet.
There's no one here but us.
I stand by my statement.
I think that our advertising has been a little less than successful.
How have you advertised? On TV? On radio? On the internet?
I told everybody in my Pilates class.
I printed up a mess of flyers. Look, here they are.
Oh, let's go ride the roller coaster. With any luck, it'll kill me quickly.
That's the spirit.
Here's a roller coaster, Mr. Bell. We call it Space Molehill.
Molehill?
We didn't have room for a mountain, so we kind of made it a molehill. But don't worry, because it not only travels through space, but through time as well.
I got a bad feeling about this.
You think you feel bad now? Wait till you ride it.
We go through this underground passageway to get to it.
Oh, joy.
Watch out for the stalagmites.
You mean stalactites?
Huh?
Stalactites grow down from the ceiling.
No, I'm talking about stalagmites. The little mites that jump off the stalactites and bite you. I mean, really?
This place is infected with insects?
Don't worry. The moles get most of them.
Ew, was that a rat?
No, of course not. That was a mole. It's just a molehill, you know.
Could be one of those stalagmites. They're pretty big.
Is this where we board the roller coaster?
Yes, up into the little spaceship-shaped car there.
How long does this ride last?
It'll seem like about a minute.
Okay.
But because of the warp in time, it'll actually be a couple of weeks.
We're gonna travel a couple of weeks in this?
Hang on, here we go!
Do I even have time to say you've been listening to episode 277 of Bells in the Bathroom, copyright 2021 by John Bell Creative, LLC?
I don't think so.
You can listen to classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night.